It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Good evening. We are here in, I guess you'd call it, rural New Paris. And our Indians will be taking on the National Trail Lady Blazers tonight. Indians come in at one win, no losses. They beat St. Mary's on Tuesday evening in five sets. It's really hard-fought match. We did more or less dominate the fifth set, but it was really, really tight back and forth. I don't believe in the first four sets either team had less than 19 or 20 points. It was just a battle all the way. And in the JV contest here tonight, our Lady Indians won in two sets. The first set, I believe, was 25-19. Let me look at my notes here. Yeah, 25-19. And then they just totally dominated the second set and won that at 25 to, I think, 5 or something like that. Just didn't kept them out of double digits, low single digits. Serves were going in, a lot of aces. I'm not sure if one, I wasn't watching close enough to know if one team or the other maybe changed personnel a little bit. But Indians coming in again at one win, no losses. National Trail is two wins, one loss. And so we'll see how this all turns out tonight. And still got a couple minutes here before, I'm assuming, national anthem and introductions. Tomorrow, here's what's coming up. Tomorrow, the football team is going to be hosting Urbana, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with the NFHS video. The Wayne IGA pregame show will start at 6:40. Then next week, a lot of stuff going on. Nothing on Monday, but Tuesday, volleyball at Jay County. And, of course, that'll be a WPGW simulcast, and I'm pretty sure Rob Weaver will be announcing that. Thursday, volleyball will host Parkway, and that will also be a WPGW simulcast, with, and that'll be connected with our NFHS video. Then Friday, football at Coldwater, and NFHS video is available. I believe they usually have WCSM's audio with that. Not certain if they do that at the football, but I know they do that at the basketball games. So you can listen to that and listen to us in the archives the next day, or you can turn their volume down and listen to our broadcast. That'll be, I believe, that's going to be Harold and Dave announcing that. There'll probably be a lot of people listening, because I think a lot of people are going to be down at the WOW on Friday night. And that should be a really good time. I hope everybody wins a little something going on down there. Saturday, volleyball will host Arcanum. JV match will start at 10 a.m. And that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with the NFHS video. And varsity match will probably start right around 11. So we're winding down the last minute or so here of pregame. I'm not seeing a flag come down, so not 100% positive we're going to do a national anthem, but we'll see how it all goes here. Let's take a little break here, and we'll see what's going to happen here, but at least there'll be introductions, and I'll get a chance to catch my breath. So we'll be back in just a minute or two.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steak, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. T-bones and New York strips are $7.99 a pound. Angus ribeyes are only $9.99 a pound. Boneless skinless chicken breasts are just $2.99 a pound. Boneless pork chops are $3.49 a pound. And their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want. 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaup Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from a wide selection of durable medical equipment and make sure it's fitted for you. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and much more. We also offer delivery services to the communities in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So visit KaupPharmacy.com for more information. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to National Trail High School, where our Indians are taking on the National Trail Lady Blazers, and it is they're coming in at 2-1. We're coming in at 1 win, no losses, and we'll see how this goes for our Indians. We had a tough match against what appeared to be a really good St. Mary's team on Tuesday. Don't know much about this team except for the record. They're 2 wins and a loss, and so we'll see how we go here. I'm looking to see. They're checking all the lineups, of course. I'm going to see who's going to serve. I don't see any body language that says who's serving. So they are getting their libero in. Libero for National Trail is number four, Hayden Davies. Let's see here for the and our Indians are subbing in Callie Wendell as the libero. And it looks like it's going to be Kennedy Mullenkamp going to serve first. Our Indians will serve to the Lady Blazers. And we are just about underway. Kennedy with a serve, and libero plays it. Set over to the left side. Smash over to the Indians. Kayla Mara smashes one over to the Lady Blazers side, and the Indians lead 1-0. It was off the hands of, I believe, number seven, Addison Sparks. So Kennedy Mullenkamp will serve again. That one's very long. So we're tied at one, and the Lady Blazers will serve. And it will be number nine, Kinsey Everman. Indians and the Blazers tied. There's serve. Indians play it. Kayla over to, I believe that that was Guggenbiller that put it down on the Blazers' side. So it's 2-1 Indians, and Mara Pearson will serve. If you haven't seen her serve, she throws the ball high up in the air and hits it on the way down. And at that time, it didn't work very well. It didn't even make it to the net. So we are tied at two, and the Blazers will serve. And it'll be the libero, Hayden Davies, will serve. Davies puts it over. Played by Callie. Kayla sets it for Tegan Fortkamp, and she puts it too long. And the Blazers lead 3-2. And Hayden Davies will serve again. Played by Tegan. Kayla with another set, and it was, I believe, Guggenbiller, but she was blocked, and down on the Indian side, and the Blazers lead 4-2 over our Indians. Here's set number one. JV won the first match, 2-0, and this one is played by Tegan again, and Callie, Tegan tips it over. Blazers setting for the left side, hard hit, and they're saying four hits. I thought maybe she was in the net, but either way, Indians get the point, and it's 4-3, and Callie Wendell will go back to serve for our Indians, down 1 point here in set number one. Callie gets it. Libero plays it and hits it over on the second hit, and Tegan smashes one over after a set from Kayla Heitkamp. And off of their one of their back row folks, and it's tied at four. Callie with a couple of points here, and libero plays it, setting it over to the center, and Kennedy flips it back up, and a good save, and over to the Blazers, and Kennedy saved it, and not sure who was supposed to go get that, but Tegan was pulling away so she could get the smash, and nobody came to set it. So it is 5-4 Blazers, and they'll be serving. And that is number seven, Addison Sparks. And that is long, and we're tied at five. And it will be, looks like Kayla Heitkamp will be back. Yep, serving for our Indians. And serve over. Not a very good hit, not a very good receive, and goes over here toward the scorers table. So Indians lead 6-5. Kayla will serve again. She had several times on Tuesday night where she got a bunch of points on her serves. So good serve played by the Blazers. Great save by Callie Wendell, and Tegan gets it over. Libero gets it to the front row and blocked by Kennedy Mullenkamp, and down on the Lady Blazers side, and it's 7-5 Indians. Three straight points, and it'll be Kayla Heitkamp serving again for our Indians. Let's see if she can get five or six like she did against St. Mary's the other night. Just clears the net, and hard one for them to receive goes sideways, and it is 8-5 Indians. Kayla again. That's played by the back row. They're struggling, but they got it across. Kayla sets it for Tegan. She puts it near, about a foot short of the back line, and it's down on the Blazers' side, and it's 9-5. Kayla with, I believe, 4 straight service points. I think she had 5 at one time and 6 at another time on Tuesday, so she's got that serve going. And that is played by the back row off of the ceiling and back down in a hurry and cannot be played. The closest person to it was the person who hit it up in the ceiling, and she wasn't allowed to play it. So it'll be a timeout for National Trail. We'll just take a quick little break with them, and we'll be back very shortly.
Miracle Lanes is now back open after their summer break. Stop in and see Corey and Jared, bowl a game or two, visit with friends, grab something to eat. And if you're looking to feed the family, what's better than Miracle Lanes Pizza? Also, try one of their subs or other sandwiches, and don't forget about their famous wings. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And if you're planning a birthday party or other get-together, call and reserve your day and time for some Lanes. And be sure to get there for their great pizza and wing buffet on Fridays at lunch. Miracle Lanes is open Thursdays at 3, Fridays, Saturday, and Sundays at 11. Call them at 375-4274 to order ahead.
Welcome back to National Trail. Indians leading 10-5 after the National Trail timeout. We were down 5-4. We got the point, and Kayla Heitkamp has served 5 straight points. And they get a good receive. Set over to the left side, and they get it over. Indians get one hand on it barely, and it is 10-6. And it will be, looks like, number 21 coming in for National Trail, and that'll be Thelma Weldy. Indians leading 10-6. Callie receives it. Front row, Kayla, and down on the Blazers' side by, I'm pretty sure that was Tegan Fortkamp. 11-6. Indians lead, and Tegan will go back to serve. Tegan gets it, and they don't handle it very well. Gets her hand on it, but it goes backwards, and it is 12-6. And Tegan Fortkamp will serve again. Tegan ready. Serve comes. That's a good receive. Set going to the left side. Tegan with a save, and then she bumps it, tries to bump it over, goes up and hits a very large fan up at the ceiling, hangs down about 3 feet. A little lower ceiling than Fort Recovery has because it's only one story here, but and it came back on our side. So it is 12-7, and Kaylee Ray will serve for the Blazers. And over on the Blazers' side, Kayla Heitkamp sets it, and Mara Pearson smashes one off of their hand and out of bounds, and it is Indians' point, 13-7 Indians' lead. And looks like we're going to have, that's going to be Kenzie Garkey coming in to serve for the Indians. She came in and did great on Tuesday also against St. Mary's. 13-7 Indians, first set here at National Trail. The Blazers play it, set, and we got it. We smashed it back. They set it again. Kennedy Mullenkamp with a big smash off of number 7, Addison Sparks, on the left side of the Blazers, and out of bounds. So it'll be point Indians, and Kenzie will serve again. 14-7 Indians. Kenzie Garkey, it's great to have her back. Received by the Blazers. They smash it across, and I think, nope, I thought we might have touched it, but we didn't touch it, so it'll be our point. They smashed it out of bounds. I thought it might have gone off of one of our players. And So Kenzie will serve again, 15-7. And that's a let serve, and it bounces off the net and just goes out of bounds. So it'll be 15-8, and number 8, Evie Hoffman, will serve for the Lady Blazers. Again, Indians lead 15-8 here in set number 1 of the varsity contest. Hard hit, and it was going to go out of bounds, and Tegan was going to let it go, and she couldn't get out of the way, so it bumped her. It is 15-9. It was going to go out of bounds, and she knew it. She was trying to backstep and just didn't get out of the way in time. There's a great serve saved by Callie, and set up for Kennedy Mullenkamp. She smashes it down, and it's 16-9, and Kennedy will serve for our Lady Indians. Kennedy sends the ball over. Played by the Blazers. Setting it up again for the left side. Kennedy with a nice save, but it goes into the net, and nobody could make that set. So it is 16-10, and it'll be Kinsey Everman serving again for the Lady Blazers. Callie with the receive. Kenzie with a set over to the left side. And Mara Pearson smashes it off of one of the Blazer players. I believe that was the libero Hayden Davies. And point for the Indians, 17-10. And now Mara will be serving. Again, she throws it way up in the air, hits it on the way down. And she got it over this time. And Blazers with a big smash. Indians block it, and okay, so the up official was explaining, she went through every hit on that, and it went off of us and out of bounds, and so that'll be a point for them. They did not hit it. Saved by, or received by Callie, and over on the Blazers' side, a big smash, and it is our players are cheering because it was out of bounds, and their fans and I think the officials are saying that it was inbounds. So it is 17-12. Indians lead by 5 now, and it is libero Hayden Davies serving. And Kayla sets it up for Tegan, and Guggenbiller, Paige Guggenbiller, smashes it down on their side, and it is 18-12, and Callie Wendell will go back and serve for our Lady Indians. So it'll be Callie serving, and that one is received, and they put it over on the second hit. Didn't trick us, and Kayla again sets it up for Tegan Fortkamp. And she smashes it down on the other side, but they're giving a point. I'm not sure what that signal means, but giving the point to the Blazers. I don't think that was in the net, so I don't know what happened. So anyway, it is received by Mara, and Tegan smashes one over to their side, saved, and it'll be a big smash, and we block it, tipped it over, Kennedy up, Kayla with a great set for Tegan Fortkamp, and she puts it off of one of their players, had no chance to get it, and it is saying it is 19-13 Indians. And Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve again. She got 5 service points her first time. That one is one of those dying. It goes across the net and dies. They receive it, get it back. Kennedy smashes one over to them, and that'll go. They hit it back, but it hit the net, and there wasn't anybody near it to get it. So National Trail is taking a timeout. It is 20-13. Indians lead, and we'll be back in just a minute.
NL Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with the convenience of a utility vehicle. Its new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
Welcome back to National Trail. First set here. Indians lead 20-13, and Kayla Heitkamp will step back there to serve again. Let's see how we can do here. And Indians bring in Megan Evers, and Kayla is back to serve. That one lands just in. They let it go. They thought it was going to go long. And as a lot of her serves do, they'll go along and they'll kind of dive down. It sure did look like it was going to go out. And like her other serves, it took that dive. So we'll see how this goes. And another serve to the left side. And a couple of girls go after it. And Megan and Callie and they both, I think, both just barely got their hand on it and went sideways. So it's 21-14. And number 21, Thelma Weldy, will go back and serve for the Lady Blazers. And it'll be Kayla again setting for Kennedy this time. They play it on the National Trail side. And number 8, Evie Hoffman, hits it into the net. So it'll make it 22-14. And Mara Pearson will come back in for Megan Evers. And that'll put, looks like Tegan. Yep, Tegan is back to serve for the Indians. Leading 22-14. Hard serve. They play it and tries to smash it. Number 7, doesn't say how tall she is, but I'm guessing pretty close to 6 foot. Addison Sparks puts it into the net. So it's 23-14. And Tegan will go back to serve again. Two more points before the first set is in the books. But that one is not going to be one of those points because it goes a little bit left and out of bounds and out into the hall. And I think that young lady is going to get her some popcorn while she's out there. She's gone a while. So 23-15 Indians. So Indians lead 23-15, and it will be Kylie Ray back to serve for the Blazers. Callie plays it, set by Kayla, and Kennedy smashes it just at the back line, inbounds, and it is 24-15, and it will be set point here in the first set. Indians lead 24-15. The Blazers would have to get 9 in a row to keep this set going. And it is Kenzie Garkey with the serve. They play it. And Kayla with a save. Kenzie and Tegan with a big hit. And that is inbounds. And that is a point for the Indians. 25-15 in set number 1. And Indians looked pretty good in there. We were tied. I think we were actually down 5-4. Then Kayla came in and served. We got the point, and that was 5. Then she served 5 or 6 straight points, and we walked away with that one. So we'll take a quick break here in between the sets and be back in just a little bit.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's.
We'll come back to Brick Street Tavern. The Lady Blazers just broke their huddle. Indians had been out on the floor for a little bit, so we'll come back and try to catch them at the next break. Brick Street Tavern, one of our great sponsors. So Indians took the first set 25-15. As I said, we were, I think we were behind 5-4, and then we kind of, Kayla Heitkamp went back and served. She served five straight when it was 5-5 and put us in the lead, and we kind of took control after that. They never were able to make a good comeback on us. So it will be the Lady Blazers serving first, and it will be Evie Hoffman, it looks like, serving for them. The officials are kind of sorting things out and getting the lineups set. Looks like both teams are set. The official is satisfied with how that is, and she rolls the ball to Evie Hoffman. So she will be serving. Played by Tegan. Kayla with a back set to Mara. She smashes it over. Played by the Blazers and into Kennedy Mullenkamp, a really hard shot, and Kennedy could not handle it. She got her hand on it, but it went down instead of up. So it is 1-0 Trailblazers, and Hoffman will serve again. And Callie receives this one, sets it for Guggenbiller, and she puts it down on the floor in front of one of the Lady Trailblazers, one of the players, and it is 1-1, and Mara will go back to serve. 1-1, set number two. And that one is up, goes up, hits the ceiling, comes back down, hits the net, and bounces out of bounds on our side, but it did go out of bounds. Hit right on top of the net and dropped down on their side. So Indians lead 2-1. Mara going to serve again. Again, she throws it about 10 feet in the air and then hits it on the way down. That one goes straight up, bouncing around on the backboard, and they can't play it, and it is 3-1 Indians, and Mara will serve one more time. So we've had a, I think Mara's is doing that dive also on the serve, and they are not handling that well. That one hits the top of the net and comes back on our side. So it is 3 for the Indians, 2 for the Lady Blazers, and Kinsey Everman will go back to serve for the Lady Blazers. Played by Tegan, set by Kayla. Guggenbiller tips it across and down on the Lady Blazers' side. I think they're anticipating a smash, and she just tipped it and it went down in front of them. So it's 4-2 Indians here in set number two. And it'll be Callie Wendell's turn to serve. Coach Guggenbiller pointing to where he wants her to serve it to. That's played by the Blazers and smashed back over. Kennedy Mullenkamp plays it and set up for Mara, and she smashes it down in a place where there weren't any Lady Blazers on their side. 5-2 Indians, and Cali will serve again. Cali brings it across, played by the Blazers, and she puts it across on the second hit. Kayla sets up Tegan off the block and down on the Blazers' side, and it is 6-2 Indians. And Cali will serve again. I believe she has three service points in a row here. Cali just bloops one over, played. Kind of messed them up a little bit, but off the block, and we play it back over to them. They're setting it to the left side, a smash, and we cannot handle it off of Kayla and off of Kennedy, and it will be 6-3 in favor of the Indians. And Hayden Davies, the libero for the Blazers, she'll serve it, and Tegan plays it. Kayla with a great set, Tegan with a smash. They play it on the Blazers side, going to the left side. Mara saves it, set for Kayla, and Kennedy hits it, and I believe that we hit it out of bounds. Yep. So it is 6-4, and Hayden Davies will serve again, sophomore for the Lady Blazers. Mara will play it. Kayla, tomorrow with a big smash saved by the Lady Blazers. Great play, Mara. Then Kayla saves it again, and I believe Sage Luthold smashed that one out of bounds, and it is 6-5. Lady Blazers coming back here, three straight points. And it'll be serve again. Very short. We get it. Tip it over on the second one. They're bringing it back to us. Kennedy with a nice play. We put it over on the second one, and they set it, and nobody was there, or they received it. Nobody was there to do the set. So it is 7-5, and can't see who's there. Okay, that is Kayla back to serve for our Indians, 7-5. Indians lead, and that one hits the top of the net and is 7-6. So Blazers getting some pretty good play here, and they're staying right in here with our Indians. This is about where we pulled away last set, the first set, but that isn't happening right now. And it is Addison Sparks with the serve, and it goes out of bounds. So it is 8-6 Indians, and Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve. She'll be serving from the far right side. 8-6 Indians. And there's a receive to the front row. Set. They smash it over and down in our back row. We had four or five people in the front row, and only Tegan back there, and she couldn't get to it. So it is 8-7. Indians still lead, but it is now the Lady Blazers serve, and it'll be Thelma Weldy going back for them. And it's received by Callie. Kayla with a back set to Kennedy, and she smashes it down on their side. That was a great set and a great smash by Kennedy. Right square in the center of the Trailblazers court. So I would say that was within 2 feet either way of being exactly center. 9-7 Indians, and Kayla will be serving. They play it, but it's going backwards. They get it, bump it across on the third hit. And it'll be Kennedy with a smash. They play it. It goes up into the rafters, comes back down. Indians play it. It is Kayla with a set, and Mara with a hit that's too long. It'll be 9-8. Blazers hanging in there. Indians trying to pull away, and the Blazers are hanging right in there with us. So it'll be Kylie Ray, the junior, back to serve for the Lady Blazers. Only down one here in set number two. Indians won the first one. And Kayla, Mara plays it. Kayla sets it, and Mara comes over and smashes it from the left side down near the out-of-bounds line, but well in. And it looks like Carly Niekamp's going to come in and be in the front row. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will be back to serve for our Lady Indians, leading 10-8. It's played by the Blazers, set up for the right side. They tip it over. Nice play by Guggenbiller, and smashed by Teagan, and it's just in the inside the line, and that is point for the Indians, and it's 11-8. So we've opened up a 3-point lead, our biggest for a while. I don't think it's biggest to the set, but it's our biggest for a while. So Kennedy will serve again. Okay, a little delay here getting the other ball, but serve played by the Blazers. Big smash and blocked by Paige Guggenbiller at the net and down on the Blazers' side, and it's 12-8. And Kennedy back to serve again. And that is played near the line. They put it over on the second hit. We put it over on the second hit, just kind of a panic hit, but still work. Callie serves it back, or sets it back toward the net and over to the Blazers' side. Blazers smack one. Kennedy up near the front. We put it over on the second hit. They set it up to the left side. Just tip it over. And Callie just about didn't get to that one. Guggenbiller puts it over. They're setting it up for the left side again. They just tip it over our blockers. And it'll be Guggenbiller, and she... the Blazers get it. It bounces off the backboard on their side, and we save it. Kennedy with a nice setup for Carly, and they play it. Really nice play going on here. Kennedy gets it, and Callie sets it up for Mara Pearson on the left side, and she puts it across the court and down, and it is 13-8. That was a really, by far, the best volley of this match between the two sets. So Indians lead 13-8 here in set number two. Kennedy Mullenkamp serving again. That is played, put it to the front row, tries to set it, gets it, but they have to roll shot, and that hits the net. So it's 14-8. Indians are starting to pull away from them, and the Blazers are going to call a timeout. So this will give us a chance to get to the Brick Street Tavern that we kind of had to turn them off here because they came back pretty quick. Back in just a minute.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to National Trail. Kennedy Mullenkamp with a serve. And she hits that one out of bounds, so her serve streak stops at 5 points. Indians lead 14-9. We were ahead 9-8. I think we might have been even tied at 8-8, and is now 14-9. Indians had 5 straight points. Serve received by the Indians, and they put it back in the thing and in the Blazers' side, and they receive it, but put it here into the bleachers, about 5 feet from me. And Mara will go back to serve, and it is 15-9. Indians. Mara with her high toss, played by the Blazers, and it goes, looked like it was going to come across and be right at the net on our side, and it hit one of the rafters and came back down on their side. So it is 16-9. That's problems with a low ceiling. It's not low, but lower than ours. And that was received by the Blazers, putting it to the left side, and it into our blockers and down on the Fort Recovery side, and it'll be 16-10. And Kenzie Everman will go back to serve for the Lady Blazers. We're in set number two. Indians lead 16-10. Received by Callie. Kennedy sets it for Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller gets it across. They play it to the left side into our block, played by looked like Teagan, and got it over to Guggenbiller, and she put it down on their side on the floor, and it is 17-10. And Callie Wendell will go back to serve for our Lady Indians. Callie with a hard shot played by the Blazers. And it back over to us. Kennedy's going to set it for Sage Luthold. And down on the Blazers' side, and it's 18-10. And Callie will go back to serve again, and she will come in for Megan Evers will come in for Mara Pearson, and Callie will go back to serve. And they play it on the Blazers' side and try to tip it over and off of our blocker and down on our side, so it's 18-11 now. And looks like maybe it'll be the libero, number four, Hayden Davies, back to serve for the Lady Blazers. Ball loose over on the Indian side. We get it back over to where it belongs. And Davies will go back to serve for the Lady Blazers. And Megan gets that one, and it goes across on the first hit. And a hard shot by the Lady Blazers on the left side and goes off our blockers and out of bounds. So it is 18-12. Blazers trying to get something going here with Carly Niekamp and Megan Evers in. Megan plays the and Kennedy sets it up for Tegan. Tegan hits it. They try to put it back, but they tip it out of bounds. So it is 19-12. And it will be Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve. If she can, I'd say let's just have her serve out here with six straight points. That's played by the Blazers. They'll get it and blocked by our Indians and blocked again by our Indians. They'll try to set it again, and Callie gets it. Kayla gets it. Kennedy tries to put it over and into the net, and it's 19-13. Again, Indians still leading, but the Blazers hanging in there, and Addison Sparks, the senior, will go back to serve for the Lady Blazers. Comes across, hard serve, played by Tegan. Callie will get it a little closer. Tegan will roll shot it over, and their third shot gets it over, and Sage Luthold smashes one into their blockers and down on the National Trail side, and it is 20-13, and Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve, and Mara Pearson will come back in for Megan Evers. And that one is a net serve, but it's legal, and they do play it, but it was not under control, and nobody could get to the second hit. So National Trail is going to call a timeout, 21-13. Be back in just a minute.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to National Trail High School. Indians leading 21-13. We're back after the National Trail timeout. Won the first set 25-15. Here in the second set, we're up 21-13, and it'll be Tegan Fortkamp serving again. So it looks like everybody's ready. Wiped up a little moisture off the floor. I don't know if it's sweat or maybe a little bit of water dripped out of a bottle. It's played by the Blazers. They'll get it up to the front row, roll shot, but into the net, and it is 22-13 Indians lead, and Tegan will come back to serve again. 22-13. Hard shot played by the Blazers, but she played it and it went backwards. It hurt her two hands together and came back and grazed her face as it went out the door backwards out into the hall. 23-13. Indians 2 points away from capturing set number two here. We lead one set to nothing right now. Hard shot, but just catches the top of the net and falls on the Indian side. So it's 23-14. And the Blazers will send in Thelma Weldy to serve. They're needing a good run here. They need a great serve, set of serves by this young lady. Played by Mara, over to Kennedy, to the middle of the court. And it'll be Guggenbiller, and they say it's out. I thought it might have been in. Nobody's arguing, so that would be 23-14 now. 15, excuse me. Took them a second to get the point on the board. And Callie plays it. Kayla sets up Mara, and she puts it down on the Lady Blazers side in the back right or back left corner. And it's 24-15. It is a set point. And I like our chances with Kayla Heitkamp back there. Excuse me, this is Kenzie Garkey back there to serve. And she had some great serves also on Tuesday night against St. Mary's. So let's see what happens here. Set point. It's played. And everybody kind of, that's as Diana used to call it, campfire. They played it, and it went up, and it came back down and just sat there. So Indians capture the second set again, 25-15, same as the first set, and we'll be back in just a little bit with set number three.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and stock ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Has your day been a little crazy and now it's time for supper? Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want: chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and more. Then grab some of their delicious side dishes and head on home with a great meal for your family. And, of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all throughout the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has openings in their parts department. If you're friendly and professional with a working knowledge of farm equipment, consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Applicants need to have solid computer skills, a good ability to communicate, and the desire to learn. Full-time employees enjoy great pay and benefits. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Stop in soon or give Hull Brothers a call today.
Welcome back to National Trail. Our Indians winning the first and second sets by identical scores, 25-15. And in both sets, it was very close through the first 5 or 10 points for each team. And then the Indians got several points in a row off of serves and kind of pulled away. And then we basically outscored them. Once we got up 4 or 5 points, we outscored them 2-1, more or less, the rest of the way through each of those sets. So we're going to the third set, and if things go our Indians' way, it will be the last set of the night. So Indians will serve first, and it will be Kayla Heitkamp. And as we mentioned before, she's had several times this year when she's just made runs of 5-6 points. They receive, get it back to us. Kayla sets up Kennedy Mullenkamp. She smashes one to the back line, stays in by about a foot, and it is 1-0 Indians. And Kayla will serve again. One zero Indians, third set. Kayla with that tough serve. They're getting better at receiving it, but so they received that. The second person went to set it in the front row and hit one of the air conditioning vents and bounced behind one of the Blazer ladies. So Indians lead 2-0. Kayla with that diving serve again, and they barely handle it, and it never got more than shoulder high and gets to the floor. So it is now 3-0. So Kayla, again, three straight service points. She, when that serve is on, it'll go over and then just dive, and they're struggling with that. And they receive it this time, get it over to us. Kayla sets it up there for Kennedy. Kennedy smashes it into the net on our side. So it's 3-1, and the Blazers now will serve, and it's going to be, excuse me, Kenzie Everman for the Lady Blazers. Serve comes across, played by Callie. Kennedy kind of scrambling here, but we get it across and set up for the front row, and they smash it over off of Kayla's hand and out of bounds, and it's 3-2. So again, Blazers early in this set are hanging in there with us very, very much so. They're hoping to do that the whole set, but the first two we did for the first 5 or 10 points, and we pulled away. So another serve comes across. Kayla sets it up for Mara. She smashes it. One of the libero got her hands on it, but it went backwards as soon as it hit her hands. That was a rocket. And so we are putting Megan Evers in to serve for Mara Pearson. Indians lead 4-2. And Megan Evers will send it across. They play it, gets it to the front row. They pop it over on the second hit. Kayla back set for Kennedy. She hits it off of one of the front row girls' hands, but nobody else could touch it. Goes down on the floor on the Blazers' side, and it is 5-2 Indians. And Megan Evers will go back to serve it again. And that is played by the Blazers. They roll shot it across. Kayla will set it up for Tegan and off of one of their blockers and down on the Blazers' side. 6-2 Indians. And Megan will get a chance for her third service point. Megan Evers serving for the Lady Indians. Senior comes across, played up near the net and too close to the net for them to get. It was about a foot short of coming across. Tegan was up there to smash it back in case it did come across. So it's 7-2, and the Blazers are going to take a timeout. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
Megan Evers will go back to serve for our Indians, leading 7-2. She's served four straight points here, going for her fifth straight to early in the game here. So it is Megan puts it across, played by the Blazers. They're roll shotting it across, and we block it and get it back to their side. They're going to set it for the left front, and we block it again, but it's down on our side. So Megan did a great job, got four service points for us, and we now lead 7-3, and the libero, Hayden Davies, will go back to serve for the Lady Blazers. She gets it across and played by Callie. Kayla sets it up for Luthold. She smashes it across. Back to the Indians. Kayla sets it up for Tegan this time. And the Blazers are struggling. They need to get this across, and they just can't. They never had it under control, even though they were able to hit it three times. So it is 8-3. And looks like Kinsey Garkey will come in and serve for our Indians. And she's had, I believe she had a three or a four point run in the second set. So Kenzie gets that one, hits it just not quite over the net. So it's 8-4. And number seven, Addison Sparks, will go back to serve for the Lady Trailblazers or Lady Blazers. Addison Sparks, ready to serve, puts it across, and it is played by the Indians, but knocked out of bounds. Megan Evers received that, but it went right and about the third row into the stands. So it's 8-5, and Sparks will serve again for the Lady Blazers. Set number three, Indians won both of the first two sets, 25-15. That one is long. The girls let it go, and it is now 9-5, four-point lead for our Lady Indians. And number 22, Carly Niekamp, comes in, and I believe that was, let's see who came out. That was Kayla came out. Kennedy Molenkamp serves for the Indians. They're going to set up the center, and Evers, Kennedy, sets up Tegan. Blazers play it, and we block the smash. Tried to block it again, and down. One of the Trailblazers stepped across the line underneath the net. So that's a point for the Indians, and it's 10-5. Kennedy Molenkamp will be serving. That's in. They let it go, and the judge says in. There's just enough glare I couldn't tell at all. I know it was close, but I'd have no opinion on that one. So Kennedy Molenkamp will serve again. Indians lead 11-5. This is set number three. If we win this one, we win the match. They put it up to the front of the net. Again, a little too close to the net for them to play it. And a point for the Indians, 12-5. And Kennedy will serve again. I think she has two or three service points in this particular run right here. And they try to... Didn't even hit it. It went right on past her. The official did say she touched it, but it was in bounds. So 13-5, Kennedy will serve again. Kennedy with a nice shot. Just tips the net. Gets across, played by the Blazers. They tip it to our back row, Megan Evers, to Kennedy. She sets it up for Guggenbiller, who hits it into the net. So it's 13-6. Indians, the Blazers finally break our serve, and it is number 21, Thelma Weldy, going in for the Blazers to serve here. And Kinsey to Kennedy, and Tegan was set up very great by Kennedy Molenkamp, and she smashed it down on their side, 14-6. And we've got a couple of subs. Nevia Leonards is coming in, I believe, for the first time on varsity this season. She'll go back to serve. And I missed who else came in. I believe that was Carly Niekamp in for the Indians. So Nevia will be back to serve for the Indians. See if she can get a few in a row. Indians lead 14-6. She puts it across. They have trouble. They hit it, but hit it backwards. So it is 15-6. Yeah, there they go. They didn't have it on the board right away. There's a service point for Nivea. Do one more. And played by the Blazers. They'll set it up on the left side. Roll shot over. Kennedy Molenkamp sets it, or hits it, sets it up to to Mara. It was set up by Kenzie Garkey. And National Trail is going to call another timeout. 16-6 Indians. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4888.
Welcome back to National Trail High School, where the Indians are leading 16-6 in set number three. We've won the first two sets by identical scores of 25-15. And right now the Indians are in pretty good shape. Nevia Leonards is back. She's already served two service points in her first varsity action this season, I believe. And it's played by the Blazers. They're going to set it up for the center, and it's too close to the net. Now, that's about the fifth or sixth time they've done that, where they set it too close to the net, and it can't be played. So that is three service points for Nevia, and it is 17-6. And she'll put it across, and it's too long. So her service run stops at three, but that was three big ones because they were fighting in there. Now we're up 10, 17-7 on the Lady Blazers. And it'll be number three, Kylo Ray. And we play it. Kennedy sets it up for Mara, and she smacks it out of bounds. Way too long. Well, no, they said, no, they gave us a point. So it should be 17-8 with Kayla Ray serving for the Blazers. Kennedy Mullenkamp sets up Carly Niekamp. That was beautiful. And tips it over, just a tip and not a smash, just tipped it over in front of their defenders, and I believe it is 18-8, or 18-7. So the scoreboard says that the Blazers have 23 and we have 19, but I believe it is 18-7, maybe 8. But Callie is back to serve. They are in the process of getting the scoreboard set. And the coach is going to come over and get things set right. Then we will know exactly what the score is. But my thing is, I believe it's so they have an 8 on there, so it must be 18-8. Okay. Yep, I know that's at least close. Yep, so 18-8, that was one of my guesses, but I wasn't for sure. So so it's 18-8. And Callie is going to go back to serve. And her first serve hits the top of the net and comes back on our Indian side, so it's 18-9. And the Blazers, it'll be Evie Hoffman to serve. Mara plays it. Kennedy hits it second. Mara gets it across. And the Indians block, and back on the Blazers' side, Indians hit it back over, and the Blazers hit it out of bounds. So it is 19-9, and it will be Kayla Heitkamp going back, and she is perfectly capable of serving us out. She's had several fours, fives, and sixes this season in a row, but she hits the top of the net, and it will not happen this time. 19-10. And the Blazers are coming back. I believe they've scored three out of the last 4 points. And so back to serve for them is number nine. This time it is Kinsey Everman. And Mara will play it. And Kennedy will just push it over. Set up on the Blazers for the left side. And they are saying that we had one of the people under the net. I'm not sure. But it is 19-11. I'm not sure exactly what that was. I don't think we hit it, and I think it went out of bounds, but we might have had somebody under the net. So that is Callie, then Kayla, then back over to the Blazers, and I believe that might have been Sage Luthold that that smacked that one down there, and it's 20-11. And Megan Evers will come back in and serve. And it'll be Tegan coming in for Nevia Leonards. Nevia did a great job of serving, and Megan, who's getting ready to serve now, I think she got 4 or 5 points in a row a little bit ago. Gets it over. The Blazers get it and tip it up to the front, but it was across the net, and we smacked it down on their side. So it's 21-11. Indians lead by 10 in set number 3, and this would be the final one if we can hang on to this lead. That's one service point for Megan. And she puts it over there, and that hits right on the line. They let it go, and it hit right on the line, and it is inbounds, and the Indians are now 22-11 leading. And Megan Evers with two straight service points in this set of serves here. And she'll put it across, and it's going backwards, but they do play it. They're going to roll it across, and went backwards, and Callie could have gotten it, but she slipped and was down on the floor. She was going to be right where that was going, and she ended up down on the floor. So it is 22-12, and it'll be the libero, Hayden Davies, serving for the Lady Blazers. She'll put it across. Callie gets this one. It's set up, and Tegan slams it across. They play it, and over to Megan Evers gets a good one. And set up for the Indians, and Kayla Heitkamp with a couple of nice sets for our big hitters in that volley right there. And so the Indians now lead 23-12, and Kenzie Garkey has a chance to. She only needs 2 points to get us the match point. And Blazers play it as a tough serve, but they played it, and great save by Megan Evers. And Kennedy gets it up to the front, and Kennedy Mullenkamp can't. It was too close to the net, and she could not get to it. Man, that's tough luck. 23-13, and going back to serve is Addison Sparks. Lady Blazers needing a long run here to get back in this contest. And Kenzie plays it, and set up for Kennedy Mullenkamp, and she smashes it down on the Blazers side, and it is set and match point here, 24-13 for the Indians. And Carly Niekamp will come back in, and we have Carly Niekamp and Megan Evers, regularly subs, who have been playing great, and they're both in right now. And the Lady Blazers play the serve. Kennedy sets it up for Tegan. They play it. They're setting it up for their left side. Roll shot across. And it goes out of bounds. And that is the game. 25-13 for the final set here. So Indians win in three sets. 25-15, 25-15, and 25-13 here in the final set. We'll be back in just a minute to wrap things up. And we'll tell you about what else is going on the rest of this week and next week.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. Are you in the dark when it comes to your medications? Let the team at Kalp Pharmacy shed some light. Life can keep you busy and not enough time to really think about what medications you're taking. Let the Kalp Pharmacy team guide you toward effectively managing your medications. During your review, we will check and work toward decreasing interactions, side effects, and suggest ways to make your regimen easier to manage. Call Kalp Pharmacy at 1-800-686-2314 today or visit kalppharmacy.com for more information. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to National Trail High School, where our Indians come away with a three-set victory. 25-15 in the first set, 25-15 in the second set, 25-13 in the third set. First two sets were close, back and forth through the first 5 or 10 points, and then the Indians had strong serve sets from several different of our players who got 4 or 5 in a row, and we got a lead and then kind of outplayed them the rest of the way in each of those first two sets. The second one, I believe, we were up 8-2 at one point. We had those, I believe it was Kenzie, maybe, that had 3 or 4 points in a row when we were tied at 4, and we just kind of walked away from them from there. So Indians played really well tonight. Don't know how good this National Trail team is. They had some trouble with our serves. They lose and they'll go to 2-2. Indians go to 2 wins, no losses. And we'll see how this all goes the rest of the season here. But the Indians are looking pretty good. So what's coming up here on Fort Recovery Radio? Tomorrow night, our football team hosts Urbana. And that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with the NFHS video. And the Wayne. Okay, yeah, they are cleaning up here, and they unplugged stuff. It's okay. So, back to where we were. Wayne IGA pregame show will start at 6:40, and next week, Tuesday, it'll be volleyball at Jay County. That's going to be a really tough one. They are always a tough opponent. And that'll be a WPGW simulcast. And Thursday, volleyball will host Parkway, and that'll be a WPGW simulcast with the NFHS video. And Friday, it'll be football at Coldwater. And that'll be the NFHS video will be available. So we'll see. I think they usually have WCSM audio with it, but you can turn that down and listen to us and watch the NFHS video. And again, Wade 9GA pregame show will start at 6:40, and then Saturday, volleyball will host Arcanum. The JV match starts at 10 a.m. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with NFHS video, so we'll probably be on somewhere around 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, next Saturday morning. So I guess that's going to wrap it up for tonight here. Again, the Indians come away with a three-set victory, 25-15, 25-15, and 25-13. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate all of our sponsors. And the game will be in the archives in an hour and a half or so after I get cleaned up here and put everything away and get back to Fort Recovery. So just on a side note, I believe they are drawing the 50-50 winner for the pre-WOW 50-50 winner at 9 o'clock tonight, I believe. So I think I have a pretty good chance of winning that. So I'm going to have about, I think it's $35,000 or something like that more after about 9 o'clock. By the time I get things in the archives, I'm going to have about $35,000 more than I have right now. So, well, again, we appreciate everybody listening, and we will be back on tomorrow night with football. Thanks for listening.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.